KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have mostly clear skies, and it's 28 degrees. We look for skies to be partly to mostly sunny today, and a high around 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of area and state news. Three people were arrested over the past few days in Creston. Authorities say 61-year-old Edward Gunter of Creston was arrested Saturday afternoon for theft in the fifth degree. He was cited at the scene and released on a summons to appear in court. On Friday, 34-year-old Joshua Weeks of Lorimore was served with a Union County warrant of being held at the Union County Jail for violation of probation on an original charge of OWI third offense. And Weeks remains in the jail without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. And 67-year-old James Goodman of Diagonal was arrested Saturday in Creston for violation of a protection order. He was released on a promise to appear in court. Creston police said also a man residing in the 500 block of South Birch Street reported Sunday evening that sometime between 6 p.m. Saturday and 1 p.m. Sunday, someone entered two vehicles on his property and took loose change along with the vehicle ignition key. The loss was estimated at $125. Firefighters were battling a fire at a church in south central Iowa that erupted just before dawn this morning. Several fire trucks were dispatched to the Pleasantville Christian Church before 6 a.m. Water was sprayed down from a nozzle mounted on an aerial ladder as the flame danced, and heavy gray smoke billowed from the multi-level building, which was completely destroyed. No injuries have been reported. The fire cause remains under investigation. Recovery efforts will resume this morning for the body of a missing Mason City man who fell into the Winnebago River near Hanlontown Friday afternoon. Bob Fisher reports from Mason City.
The Worth County Sheriff's Department says 43-year-old Adam Van Syok was fishing when the boat he was in struck cables from an old footbridge, causing him to enter the water. Search efforts started shortly after law enforcement's arrival on Friday afternoon. They have been taking place all weekend, but have been hampered by the swiftly moving waters of the river, which is at a high level.
And in area news, the Griswold Community School District's Board of Education is scheduled to meet in a special session this evening and tomorrow, both days at 5 p.m., for the purpose of conducting interviews for the position of middle school, high school principal. Following public input and discussion about the interview process, the board will consider entering into a closed session as allowed under Iowa code to conduct the interviews if requested by the candidates. A separate closed session will be used for each candidate who requests it. The Cass County Health System has extended the deadline for all scholarship applications until May 1st of 2020. These scholarships are available to area students through CCHS and its affiliate organizations. Cass County Health System offers a $1,000 scholarship to Southwest Iowa students pursuing a four-year degree in a health-related career. Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary provides grant-in-aid scholarships for students pursuing a health-related career. And CCHS Foundation is offering $10,000 in scholarships to students who are enrolled and have been accepted into a nursing or medical doctor educational program. The scholarships were established by a bequest from Louis and Elsie Hansen. Applications are available on the Cass County Health System's website at www.casshealth.org and can be turned into the Public Relations Office by no later than May the 1st. Now, due to the schools being closed, unofficial transcripts will be accepted at this time. For more information, contact Ann McCurdy, Public Relations Coordinator for the Cass County Health System, at 712-243-7405. The Atlantic City Council will hold its first ever electronic meeting 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, April 1st, in order to discourage the spread of COVID-19 virus. The meeting will be conducted through Zoom, a remote conferencing service that combines video conferencing, online meetings, chat, and mobile collaboration. Now, there's a lot on the Council's agenda. Here are just a few of the items. A public hearing will be held on the adoption of the final fiscal year 2021 budget for the City of Atlantic. The Council passed the preliminary FY21 budget on March the 4th. They'll also act on a resolution adopting the fiscal year 21 budget, which calls for lower property taxes but increased costs in labor and health insurance. The total tax levy rate per $1,000 valuation on a regular property will be $16.56, on agricultural land, $3 per $1,000. They'll also hold a public hearing on the adoption of a 10-year capital improvement plan, followed by a resolution adopting that proposed plan. Also, a resolution setting salaries for appointed officers and employees of the City of Atlantic. The Council will act on a resolution setting the seasonal wages for Atlantic Parks and Rec Department for 2020 and a temporary suspension of certain personnel policy requirements in order to address the COVID-19 emergency. To view or listen to the City Council meeting, you could tune to the local cable access channel here in Atlantic or join via Zoom using a link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now keep in mind that only Mayor Jones, City Administrator John Lund, City Clerk Treasurer Barb Barrick, Administrative Assistant Amanda Martin, Police Chief Dave Erickson, Council members Dick Cassidy and Pat McCurdy and cable TV operator Nick Kern will be allowed to physically be present at City Hall Wednesday evening. The council chamber doors will be locked, so the only way you have to view that and respond to it anyways is at the through the cable channel, or if you'd like to participate when they have a public forum, you can do that through the Zoom. A person from Linn County with COVID-19 died Saturday night. State public health officials say the person was between the ages of 61 and 80. It's the fourth death in the state connected to the pandemic. A total of 336 COVID-19 cases have been confirmed within the state as of last report. Sarah Reister of the Iowa Department of Public Health said projections indicate the number of cases will continue to climb.
We're thinking that we might see a peak, a first peak, in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So that's the best information that we have right now. I would reiterate that things are changing on a daily basis, and we continue to look at numbers both here in Iowa and what's happening in other states.
Reiser is urging Iowans who live in a county where a positive case of COVID-19 has not been reported to stay vigilant about personal hygiene and staying home if possible.
You know, it should be every Iowan's assumption that the virus is currently circulating in their community. And so, although I know we all stand up here and stand like a broken record, but those mitigation strategies are so very important regardless of where you live in Iowa at this time.
Governor Reynolds Sunday emphasized that the incubation period for the virus is up to 14 days.
Iowans who have recently traveled for spring break and may have been exposed to the virus are still in that incubation period.
The latest figures from the Iowa Department of Public Health indicated 51 Iowans were hospitalized Saturday night for treatment of COVID-19. Experts say 80% of those who get the virus will either not have any symptoms or their symptoms will be mild and they'll be able to simply recover at home. Elsewhere in the news, the outlook for the spring planting in Iowa is much improved over last year thanks to less rain and snow during the past winter. Iowa State University Extension field agronomist Joel DeYoung, based in Lamars, says at this time a year ago, farmers in many parts of the state were already dealing with significant challenges.
Last year, we were just getting rid of snow cover, and it came with a massive quantity of other water. And then, of course, all the lowland floodings were, at this time last year, the flooding was just starting. Our soil moisture is still full. We've kind of almost had a wintertime drought, so the amount of precipitation we've had in this region hasn't been excessive. We've got some surface drying.
With the soil already saturated, Young said there is no room for any additional or even normal spring rain.
Top 5 feet around here will hold about 10 to 11 inches of water. Our history is on November 1st, we can have numbers that are 6 to 8 as normal. Well, I didn't even pull samples this fall because the math said we were at 11. And typically that's the gap that we typically can absorb and hold some water in the spring, and we don't have that space this year.
The 90-day outlook from the National Weather Service calls for above-normal temperatures and above-normal precipitation. DeYoung says heavy rain could quickly change the planting outlook.
When you got this much water in the system, it's hard for me to think that we're going to be drier than normal in the spring. So my best advice for guys is make sure we've got everything ready to go. And when we have opportunities, we're in the field and we're not waiting to fix equipment that we maybe could have had done before that window came.
Young says most farmers got fall fertilizer on their fields, but not much tillage was done, so that narrows the spring planting window even more. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.